This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Kurt Foreman from Brewfest Partners joins Nick and I to talk about booze crews, beer festivals, Illinois drinking, Wisconsin drinking, and Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And special guest 2 weeks in a row in the studio.
We are on fire, man. I think this is an impressive back-to-back we've got here. Last week was the Guild, Illinois Craft Brewers Guild.
Right.
This week we have the founder of Brewfest Partners, God damn it, Kurt Foreman's here.
Greetings and salivations.
How the hell are you, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Great to be here. Great to see you guys again.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we're going to dive into, you know, all the cool events you've done, and then this Bo series you got coming up, and then, like, this whole summer of fun you got planned for us here. So
yeah, it's going to be busy, but it should be good.
Especially with Chicago Craft Beer Week starting this week.
Yeah, it's here, man. It overlaps with American Craft Beer Week, which started a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're going to dive into nonstop. Well, I mean, every week is Chicago Craft Beer Week for us.
Yeah, I know. We live the week.
Who are you fooling?
But it's going to be a lot of cool events,
yeah, know,
all week long, which we don't typically see.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you brought us some beer this week.
Yeah, I brought Tidings from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Mobcraft and Carbon 4 are the two breweries. The one that you're imbibing in right now is it's their black ale. The first time I had it was just a couple evenings ago.
Okay.
And I'm guessing these are, you can only get them up there probably.
Correct.
That's
yeah,
their thing.
For the moment. Yeah. And Carbon 4, that brewery is located in Madison, Wisconsin, as is Mobcraft. Mobcraft is opening a brewery in Milwaukee towards the end of summer, early fall. But Carbon 4 is in the old footprint for Ale Asylum, and they're really killing it right now. Small operation, but really nice quality beers. They're doing some unfiltered stuff, and I'm digging it.
Where did Ale Asylum go?
Ale Asylum built a really nice new brewery about not even a mile from their from their footprint on the north side of Madison.
Okay,
and it's a brew pub as well as a production brewery. You're still able to do that in Wisconsin, and it's they're just expanding like crazy. They're in the Chicago area somewhat. But like a lot of others, they have trouble keeping up with demand. So.
Yeah. Good problem to
good
have.
Good problem to have.
Yeah.
Except if you're the sales guy.
Yeah.
So the Mob Crush one, it's called Day and Night, and it's a vanilla black ale, correct?
Yes.
It's a lot of vanilla. I drink it as like this chocolate right away.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's got a little bit of a tart finish. You certainly can pick up on the vanilla bean. They're they've been around for, I think, 3 years now, 4 years.
Okay, yeah, I haven't even heard of them. And are they all their stuff in cans?
That's a new revelation, quite honestly. It was large bomber bottles to begin with, and then they've rolled out with cans.
Nice, I'm digging it. So we'll have to finish that up, and then we'll jump into the fantasy factory here.
Some wild names, man.
I don't know. They're running out of dictionary usages. I have to do more mashups.
Yeah. So last week after we wrapped with the Guild over here, we went over to Geno's East.
We did.
Or Geno's Brewing.
Yeah, Geno's East Brewing. It's still weird to think that Geno's East has been around for 2 years as a brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did a four-course pizza and beer pairing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where they were showcasing the suds and the pies. They have thin crust pies, which I didn't know.
Didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was all just that deep dish touristy thing.
And I was expecting four courses of pizza. Yeah. They only have one course of pizza, so I was, I guess, a little sad. I was a little disappointed.
Yeah. Did mix in a salad with that?
There was a salad. Oh,
okay. Yeah,
a salad.
Yeah. What was the salad dish? Do you remember that? It was a
caprese salad in a cup.
Yeah. So in a glass cup.
So it was very hard to get out. You had to scoop in, and I don't know. I was like, I just can't get into the
was
salad.
It all about the presentation.
Yeah.
There was a. Do you remember the name of the pizza that we had?
It was an El Pastor.
El Pastor pizza.
Which only available in the Pilsen location.
Right. And I was really surprised by that. And then and then chocolate cake to close it out.
Yeah.
And just a few of their beers, their house beers. I'd recommend that stop for anyone just looking to do something that they haven't done beer wise in the city.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And Kevin, the brewmaster, head brewer, whatever.
Yeah.
He's calling himself whatever. Right. Head brewers are calling themselves these days.
Is he brewer and pizza chef, or does he stay away from the food aspect?
That guy is insane. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he was in the kitchen telling people what to cook. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Did Nick tell you I took him on a recon mission there a few weeks ago?
No.
Yeah.
So we're hanging out there. Kurt and I are there. We're upstairs, and we're talking about, everything. And then, they were like, oh, look, here comes the entire, 300 people from the Craft Brewers Guild, because their meeting was the same day. We had no clue.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we were just meeting there.
We drank their free beer.
Right, yeah. Cause, well, why not, right?
Yeah, beer tastes better when it's free.
We were mingling.
So, man, you were over there quite a bit then to new favorite place,
I'm digging that place, man. They got 120 seats downstairs, 170 upstairs, and then there's a third floor where they're doing fucking comedy shows every week. I'm a fan, man.
Big place.
I don't know what to say. I'm a fan.
Awesome. Did you make it anything else then over the course of the last week?
No, yeah. I didn't.
I don't think I did either. Trying to recall just some home drinking.
We got to start writing stuff down.
Well, I was saving myself for this week.
I had a rest. That's true.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Can only go to one brewery as you lead into Chicago Craft Beer Week. Should we jump into this week and the events you have going on, Kurt?
Yeah, Kurt, let's talk about Brewfest Partners, man. Now, we've known you for a long time. First event we went to was up in Racine.
Yeah, Great Lakes Brewfest. That's the first project we did. That's been around since 2004, long before, a lot of the festivals. The interesting thing about that event is, quite honestly, is 2004... I think I looked at the roster, 28 breweries we had, and I think half of those are no longer around.
Wow.
They're either went out of business or they were contract brews or whatever, but it just was a different era. But we drew 1,000 people in the first year, and it was quite remarkable, and I don't say that because I did it. I was just blown away that,
that's
1,000 people
would
show up for a first year event. And keep in mind there was no Facebook. We were doing advertising and
shit, how long ago was this?
I told you I was old. So anyways, it was a different world, but it was a great start, and it took off from there. I never had designs that I was gonna do this as a day gig.
Yeah.
And I just kept biting off more stuff, getting calls and emails from people asking me if I could help them do a project in whatever place, Milwaukee, what have you, Valparaiso, and lo and behold, here I am now. We have 17 projects this year.
Wow.
We're in Florida, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin. We got Duke consulting projects in California and Texas. Just was doing a consulting gig on the way down, part of it, with a group from New York, upstate New York. Mm-hmm. So it's this revolution, if you call it. I know I'm looking at Rev Pills here, but it's been remarkable. It really has.
I dig the approach, man. You've got this this unique view where, you create events where it showcases Wisconsin brewers, suburban brewers from suburban Illinois, and Chicago brewers, kind of encourage people to go up there and encourage those breweries to come down here. And a lot of folks aren't focusing on that. Was that that's always been the plan?
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, I'm a product development person. I mean, that's my background, branding and product development. I realize that you can't do general beer events all the time, everywhere. I mean, especially in a market that's got a lot going on. So what can you do to make it interesting? What can you do to get the interest of the attendee and create an experience that they're not used to being at all the time?
Right.
And so that's really where that came from. And it is a challenge. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the thing that drives all this is the brewers are bringing different stuff every time they go to an event. So it's like a music festival without the you know, but with beer.
Yeah, they want to show off and like
absolutely
get a new customer and like please the people that are like all they brought was you know, Rev Pills and Anti-Hero. Like, why'd they even come, kind of thing.
So that's been a big help to
gone to the supermarket.
Yeah,
peruse the aisle. So that's been a big help to somebody that's in my business. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Cool. So like, are they all of that scale of the one
we're seeing? No, and I kind of thank goodness for that. So that's the largest project we do. That's 5,000 people, probably 500 different beers, 110 breweries represented. It's and we have a home brewing area called Homebrew Island.
Yeah.
And there's 15 to 20 clubs in there, and that's its own what we call its own hippiedom. You know, I mean, by the end of the festival, you can't tell where the booths are and the people are because they're all kind of it's a vibe over there. Right. But it's a staple of that event. But you know, we have events that are 500. You know, the sweet spot is in that 2,000 to 3,000. You know, for my selfish taste,
yeah.
It's manageable. It's not overwhelming. You get a chance to really, you know, control the event and watch it go on and not be running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I went to the haven't been to Racine in a while. I went to the first time it was moved to the zoo. Before that, it was kind of on the water.
Yeah, right at the marina, right.
Yeah, which was really nice and great for parking, too, because there was, like, a parking lot there. Yeah, so
parking ramp, cheap parking.
Yeah. But then at the zoo, like, having a beer fest at the zoo is pretty awesome. Like, we talked about brew lights that happens at Lincoln Park Zoo. And so anytime you can drink at a location where you're usually not allowed to drink at is really fun. I think
it's a great venue. It is a it's a spectacular venue. You know, that you're on a bluff overlooking Lake Michigan. It's right there. It's awesome. You know, I was a little nervous moving into a new venue.
Yeah.
But
oh, so it wasn't always at the zoo. Where was it? Where was it?
Festival Park, which is downtown.
All right.
Which was, you know, it's only a mile away, but that's where all the bars and restaurants are. Right. So it was cool when you left the event and you could do a nightcap somewhere.
Yeah. I've always wondered why, because I went to an event at the Milwaukee Yacht Club a few years back. It was a beer fest right outside, and you know we talked about the zoo.
Ooh, the yacht club,
was,
huh?
You know, fancy schmancy, pinkies up, you know. But then, like, I didn't understand why we Chicago didn't party more on the water, you know, like or near the water, you know, because I, you know, I've been to two events in Wisconsin that just sat right on the lake, like it was no big deal, you know. So it's cool that you're bringing this. This boat cruise down, man. So it's not one cruise.
No, we're doing actually a total of four.
You're
but
doing
there's
four cruises.
Three craft beer and one Belgian.
Right on. And the first one's going to be, let's talk about them a little bit. The first one is coming up, which is
yeah,
this week, right?
This Sunday. Week. They're all on Sundays, the 22nd, right in the middle of craft beer week. Mm-hmm. It's the Brewers of the Western Suburbs. And what we've done with these cruises this year, we had two last year, and then the cruise liner wanted to expand and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But so, you know, I was trying to say, you know, where can you group breweries together? Can you do it geographically? Can you do it by, you know, style, whatever? And I thought, let's give people an opportunity to go see breweries en masse that they might not be able to do if they're going out to Naperville. They go to one spot, you know, kind of pull them together.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the list while we're talking.
Yeah, so that's... That's really the aim of that, and quite honestly, listen, there's a group of brewers from the West, and that helped me out on a project a couple of years ago that was going south, and I really enjoyed working with them. I appreciate their loyalty and support, and that was the first one I wanted to do, you know, in terms of that geographic grouping. So we have that one on the 22nd. On June the 5th, we do the brewers from the city proper. You know, we took some liberties with, you know, Evanston, if you will,
because we rezoned the city for the purposes of this event.
Absolutely. Well, you know, everyone's wanted to annex Evanston since they'd allowed alcohol back in.
Yeah.
So and then the 24th of July, again another Sunday, and I mind you, it's on the day after I do the Milwaukee Firkin event. Is a Belgian beer. It's a Belgian Independence weekend, so we have a killer lineup of Belgian beers. We'll have we know we have one brewer that's coming from Belgium, and we hope to add a second one. And we're doing Belgian waffles, We're doing Belgian cheeses, Belgian chocolates, and hopefully, you know, the weather will be spectacular because the beer lineup's going to just kill on that one. Man. I mean, they will on all these, and sure, you know, yeah. We haven't seen events where we've grouped Belgian beers like this, you know.
I can appreciate the Sunday vibe too, man. We talk about it a lot, like, you know, it's a different mentality drinking on Sunday versus drinking on, like, you know, a weeknight or a Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, and then and that's the only day I'm off. So
that's all about you.
It's all about me. So that's good stuff coming up, man.
And then the final cruise is October the 2nd, and that is the Brewers in the North End, north and northwest suburbs. Again, you know, we're early October's, knock on Formica or plastic, whatever we got, are typically really nice. I love our falls here, so we'll round out with that. So we're excited, and we're excited because the opportunity to work with Mystic Blue in this case, mm-hmm. Which the owner is.
Are they the provider or the partner on all?
Yeah, they're
boats.
The partner on all the. It's the same ship and the same crew.
Okay.
They do a remarkable job. I enjoy working with them, and we hope. Really, the plan is that we hope to do other markets with them. You know, out east,
yeah.
And they're excited about that prospect because these have worked out very well for both groups.
And then you went, did you do one of the cruises, or was this a different booze cruise you were on? You were on a cider one? Then I thought you were drinking
no,
on
no,
the...
No, you're right. I was on a cruise. It was a Sam Adams cruise last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I was on something. Yeah, it was a Sam Adams cruise. It was Sam Adams has a...
Don't let that get around. I was on something.
It was like a Sam Adams thing. They have a cider company, and then they have whatever fancy beer they're launching.
Okay.
They got this beer I got the other day that looks just like Hetty Topper, and it's like drink. It says drink now, just like Hetty Topper. It's got all these hops on it. What's it called? It's got like 7 different hops on it. It's like part of their Rebel series.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah, they're trying. They're reaching. All right. Hey, so it wasn't.
You do what you got to do.
Okay. So it wasn't one of.
So I have these. Not been on a Brewfest Partners cruise yet, so I'm very excited about partaking. Yeah, should be good.
Nice.
Won't get in trouble while you're on there. I won't be there to bail you out. I'm gonna actually. It's my first project I've put together that I was not at. That just seems really weird. Maybe it's like leaving my child at kindergarten for the first time.
I know, but all bets are off on a Sunday, man. Let me tell you. So the first cruise that's coming up, Chicago Craft Beer Week. Run through a few of these breweries, all Western breweries. Miskatonic is going to be there. So is Buckle Down and Blue Nose.
Okay.
I've been to Exit Strategy in Forest Park. I really dug their stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a great opportunity, like you said, to get out and check out some of these breweries that, and you can touch them all without having to travel around. You know, you'll be on the water.
Yeah, booze cruises are dangerous because you have like nowhere to go, so you just drink. I think you drink more when you're on the water. Yeah. I don't know, there's something about it.
Because it's pretty, you know, but as long as there's not white caps, I think it's pretty relaxing.
Yeah, and you learn quick if you can handle it, you know, because some people will get out on the deck and freak out. You know?
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. yeah, the wave rockiness, like maybe that adds to like you're drinking more and you're trying to like.
Hey, it's a great vista, though. I mean, yeah, you know, if how you're getting tipsy.
Yeah.
One of my favorite images from last year, I was only on the boat that one time. It was like this this smaller boat, much smaller boat, came as close as they could to our boat because they were out of beer. So I've got this image of this guy who, like, you know, we tossed a can. It fell in the lake. He hops out of his boat. He's swimming. And, you know, he's got his hand raised high while he's in the water with the beer he captured. It was pretty wild.
I love the Pirates of the Caribbean there, huh?
It's almost as bad as the time when we was on a trolley and we threw a beer into someone's sunroof.
Did you land it?
Yeah, they like got it. So.
as long as you scored.
Yeah.
The driver went unconscious.
Yeah.
But he caught it.
Now, you got the boat series coming up, and then you've also got a couple of, well, actually, like, pretty solid neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to hit stride here, and we have, you know, on top of that, we have a number of new projects this year, and that's always a challenge when you're trying to get your sea legs, to use a nautical phrase.
I see what you did there.
So, I'm not that smart, it just happened. So, so June is, after the cruise, the 25th of June is a new project called Border War Beer Fest. It's Illinois versus Wisconsin. It's hashtag beer fight.
Yeah.
And we We have a great lineup on both sides of the border. We like to say it's, you know, the cheeseheads versus the fibs. Somebody asked me today, what's a fib? I said, hey, fabulous Illinois brethren.
You know, I just found out what a fib was like a month ago.
Well, I didn't even know that.
No. Wow.
I'm just learning now.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, fabulous Illinois brethren. That's what we call
it. It's like effing Illinois bastards or something like that.
Well, I figured,
if you're at the lake, it's boaters, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea because, you know, I saw that Lynx is doing an event similar to that, but then they've got this this like Illinois and then like Michigan, and then they've got this made-up state that includes like Wisconsin, Indiana, and so they made up some name that kind of, you know, mashes them all together. But I'm like, no, fuck that. Illinois,
one or the other.
Wisconsin, you know, border war. That's what you do.
Now, I'm excited about it because we have, you know, again, good lineup. We're doing some pretty cool things. We're going to have a state line painted across this event ground in Kenosha. By the way, it's Kenosha, Wisconsin, at their lakefront. We're going to have the Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies are going to have a booth there, and they're going to be shooting radar. And they're handing out tickets, but just to Illinois people, just like on I-94 in Wisconsin.
It's kind of funny.
But there won't be real tickets. So maybe there'll be meal tickets. I don't know. Okay. But... but no, we're going to have some fun with this. We got a mythical trophy we're giving out because we have an app. The Brewfest partners will be launching an app at the end of next week. But they'll be able to vote. Attendees will be able to vote for their favorite beer, and that will roll up by state. And the state that has the most amount of votes will win the Willy, you know, W-I-I-L. So the Willy was a trophy that we're going to have, a traveling trophy.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So we'll have some home brews there to sample, clubs from both states. We'll have staples of food from both states. You know, pizza will be represented from Chicago. Chicago-style hot dogs. We'll have, you know, cheese curds and bratwurst from Wisconsin. And hopefully we don't have a food fight. But, no, we're stoked. It's a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club of Kenosha.
Okay.
And
that's a cause you're fond of.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, Kenosha is the end of the metro line on the northern run, whatever they call that.
Yeah, so Pacific North.
Yeah, so okay, we're three blocks away from the train station. So we encourage people to come check it out and check out the website. I think it's a good concept. But you know what? They all sound good on paper.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you on the 25th that it turned out okay.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's great name and great logo for it. Like all the logos are really nice. You guys put together.
Nice. Yeah, we're sitting here in front of the, if you can't see it, we got the, you know, we got the swag, we've got, you know, cards, we've got stickers.
Buttons,
really cool.
Stickers,
and we got beer.
And
we've got Wisconsin beer. Which
well, you switched to the Rev Pills here.
Oh, yeah, we did switch.
You did.
I did.
But there's more where that came from, so.
Yeah, I'm going to dive into the IPA from Carbon 4 here.
It's very tropical and very citrusy. Really nice.
I'm just going to pour it all if you guys are good with it.
Yeah, go. We have another one. We got a reload. Got an IV waiting for you.
So is there one, if people can't make, is there one booze cruise or that you're looking forward to the most? If you had to pick, what breweries are you most excited for? You can't be at any of them.
No, I can't be on the first
one.
I'm
going to
come hell or high water. I'm going to make the other ones, even though they're on the heels of other events. Because I've always been fond of Belgian beers, but have never really taken the culture to. Although I've been to Brussels and Bruges, this is kind of a thing that's kind of a one off for me, and so I'm excited about it. You know, I told Nick when we were out for lunch a few weeks ago, I said, you know, one of the paradoxes for me is I don't drink at my own events until they're over. You know, because somebody's got to, you know, I got to be in charge, and it's what I have to do. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's kind of, you know, I create these events and then you go, So I think that I might break my golden rule on that one.
And just get after it.
You know, it's I'm excited about that. And not that I'm not excited about the other ones. I've got good friends now on all these cruises and these breweries. And it's really a lot of fun to work with people that, you know, you have common goals and aspirations with.
Yeah, I think that makes maybe the most sense because events like Belgian beer fest or ones that you can kind of dive deeper into it or like, yeah, you may try some new breweries at these other ones. You may learn a new favorite, which is great. But to have these beers that maybe you just don't go to the bar and order because they're like $10 beers. So you can get like a sample and try it. is really nice.
Yeah, I think that the combination of the venue, in this case the Mystic Blue, and the lineup of the beers, and if you go to the Brewfest Partners Facebook page under events for that one, you'll see the lineup, the beers, the tables are all, and we're still adding. It's pretty exciting time, and I'm thinking that will do real well with that one as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, those beers do get Belgian beers in general. They're always fantastic, but they always get overlooked sometimes
right.
when you're at the bar or if you're at the your local store that's got 500 bottles, that kind of thing.
Sure. They were for a long time for me like a gateway beer style into craft beer, because going to the Map Room, that's kind of what they had a lot of, to like kind of get used to that, the weedy, like the orangey Hefeweizen and banana, all that kind of flavor. So you kind of then you start exploring more. So I don't even know if that's a similar path for a lot of people now, when they have a lot of different opportunities with sour beers even like watermelon and grapefruity beers.
Yeah, because it's like it's an ode to the classics, right? Like a lot of those breweries, the German and Belgian breweries inspired a lot of these breweries. Goose Island, New Belgium. Yeah. And a lot of these guys look to them for inspiration. So, but as drinkers go, these types of beers a lot of drinkers maybe haven't
tried them now.
It's a different path for guys who got in a year or two ago.
Absolutely. And if you think about where craft beer has gone, American craft beer has gone in the last 5, 6, 7 years, particularly in Chicago, let's say. Belgian beers have been around a lot longer than that. But for people that are just getting in the category, they may have bypassed the whole Belgian experience altogether, because look at the assortment and the variety that was available mm-hmm. locally. Yeah. And so, I think that's a really good point, Nick.
Yeah, that ought to be good. That ought to be good stuff, man. Yeah. Yeah, we wanted to have you on the show, man, because, we've both been to your events. Mm-hmm. You have a different view than most people who throw events around here, and you incorporate, the burbs and the different states like we talked about. So, and you've got a ton of stuff going on. So, what's the name of your website?
Oh, so for the general site is brewfestpartners.com. And there's a schedule page on there you can take a look at. It allows you to sign up to win tickets for any one of the upcoming events. But that's a way to see all those events. And certainly the new ones in Chicago is the South Loop Beer and Cider Fest, which is coming up in August. And then on the far south side suburban area is Homewood Hop Fest, which is July 30th. And those are new projects as well. Those are the last of the new ones that I can remember at this point.
Do you have a limit on your...
my wife has a limit, but I keep surpassing that. That's what
I say about podcasts. Yeah. I just throw one more.
That's Lord of the podcast.
That's really interesting that guys find a way to kind of... Yeah, and they move along. But I don't know what that limit is. I don't want to do 100 of these, because they're a lot of work. But there are a lot of passion. There's a lot of passion goes into this. I have passion for these events and for doing this work and for meeting people and guys like you who have passion about beer, craft beer. It's fun, I don't have any hobbies, so it's great that my work is and my hobby are one and the same. The one other event I want to share with you quickly is in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, which is probably right up there with being one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. It's right on Seminary Ridge Battlefield. This is our third year coming up, 1,500 people, and it keeps growing every year. It's in an area of Pennsylvania that's not big on craft beer, but it's coming fast. There's great breweries that we pull from D.C. and Baltimore and Virginia proper, as well as obviously Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But it is a cool place. I mean, you get, someone said, I said to the landowner, which is the seminary, I said, are you sure you're okay with this? And they said, no, we are absolutely fine with this, because it helps bring people to Gettysburg, and the history is just incredible. And it's an awesome venue. I just can't say that enough. I mean, we start the event with a cannonade, instead of an air horn, it starts with a cannonade fired by, Civil War reenactors. And General Grant makes an appearance at the event. It's pretty cool.
Sounds legit, man.
When is that one?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's August the 20th.
August 20th. Okay.
When did you start? When did it become more than a regional thing? You name states that are just like East Coast.
Yeah. So we obviously started in Wisconsin. Yeah. I did an event. A large event in the western suburbs, which will remain nameless at this point. You guys talked about it last year, and yeah. I get dry heaves when I think of it.
Yeah.
Then came Indiana in 2000, I want to say, 9. It's primary Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and then I have two projects in Pennsylvania, and then Bonita Springs, Florida is the one that's in February, and that's also, you know, on fire now. I mean, it went from zero to
Florida
60.
In February.
Yeah. And I'm right on the Gulf. Incidentally, Brian Hahn from Momentum Brew House is a Chicago guy. Obviously a former home brewer, software engineer, left his job and started this brewery down there, and he's killing it. You know, it's a small operation, but he's really killing it. And he's got good Midwestern roots and good guy.
Right on.
Awesome. Well, yeah, it's great events. I'm sure we talk about them frequently when they're happening and let people know and share them. So, yeah, everyone should go to them if you can, if they're in your state or nearby or you have a free weekend.
Yeah, and the boat series are coming up pretty soon. The first one is this Sunday, which is the 22nd, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Western Suburban Brewers Cruise. And then South Loop, Homewood, Border War. Soon after, so
yeah, very cool. Nick, so what's your craft beer week this first half look like?
You know, well, Bug, I'm hopefully I'll see you guys at Bug. We're probably all gonna be at Bug.
Yeah, be at Bug.
What am I doing after that? Man, God help us all, man. Sunday Fun Day and this cruise,
yeah,
with the brewers, that's gonna be good. Cheeseburger in a Paradise, man, from Spiteful.
What day is that?
that's going to be on, I believe, Thursday. Friday.
Okay.
Which is the day after Bug. Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah.
It's too much to keep up with, man. Now I gotta cheat and go to my schedule.
You need
here,
to get
man.
A chip just to stick in your head, and then you don't have to look at your phone anymore.
You know, you look up, yeah, and it's like, dude.
It's bad when you start planning to go to two events in one day, because already on Thursday I'm gonna go to Bug, and then a friend's band is playing at Quenchers, and they're having like a kickoff to Craft Beer Week. It's like, I guess I'll come to that too. And it's starting with two events.
Yeah. I'll run through a few more things that just kind of
catch yourself, young man.
I know.
And that used to be, you know, in a younger phase of my life where it's like, hey, we're, you know, the rock star schedule, man. We're just going to hit this one and hit that one.
Yeah, here we go. We just go to sleep, wake up, and do it again.
You know? But,
and to think my younger phase was old style. So, you know, your younger phase still looks better than mine.
I think I end up doing like one day on, one day off. That's usually my craft beer week schedule these days.
Yeah, I think over a 7-day run, I need like 2 days where I'm just like
eating salads and drinking water.
Juicing, you know, all the above.
A little Malox.
Yeah. Public House Chicago, right next to House of Blues, they're doing a Californication meet and greet. So they got like 7 brewers from California coming out. You know,
That's Chicago Craft Beer Week, not
it's true. It's a Chicago Craft Beer Week event, but you're right. Yeah, but this is a special event.
It's craft beer in Chicago.
It's craft beer in Chicago that you don't typically get.
Fine.
You know, Brad's a stickler for these
things.
They're
latching on to our week.
I know. You know, hang arounders.
Delilah's is doing their Lambic and Sour Beer Fest, the 4th annual Craft Beer Prom and Steampunk. And I had to look to you to find out what the fuck steampunk was. But, this is Burnt City. That's their annual event.
Oh, I remember that from last year.
Yeah. Maria's has that that Korean Polish fusion restaurant.
Yeah.
They're doing a pop up of that at Emporium Wicker Park. That sounds pretty good.
What day is that?
That's going to be on the 22nd. On Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay. And then the Northwest Side Craft Beer Ride. You know, it's going to go all around the Northwest Side and feature local breweries. All these things sound very interesting.
Is the Brew Bus doing something different or special because of the Craft Beer Week, or are you just doing your normal thing?
No, I think we're just going to hang on and drink. I think at one point we had a route. Our typical route is like downtown, right?
Yeah. You
know, typical route is downtown and then Northwest Side. But we had a route that went to the South Burbs, right? So we're going to duplicate that again. We're going to go to Blue Nose, and Buckle Down.
Okay.
And we'll start on the south side. We'll start at Motor Row, which is technically south. So
sure.
That's not something we typically do. So,
nice. Okay.
So we'll be doing that.
Cool. I think I'll also be going to Beerfly Alley Fight over at Haymarket. Yeah. So it's always a fun one.
A lot of choices. So many choices, you know.
Yeah, and then I think, is every bar doing like our doing that $4 pint special again? Is that a thing that's happening?
At one point, that was the move, right?
Yeah.
Where like everyone was all inclusive and to participate in it.
I forgot to ask Justin last week.
Yeah, we just had him on the show. Yeah, I know they're doing the passport this week, and if you go to certain spots, you can get it stamped, and then at the end of the week, you get some sort of prizes, swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get swagger.
Yeah.
You get swag. It's all about the swag.
It's all about swag, bro.
Well, awesome. I'm sure we're going to do an episode next week in the middle of craft beer week. So we'll report back on some of our drinkings the past few days. Any beer news before we wrap up and get out of here?
Just a little bit of beer news, man. Hung out with the Fishman's guys. We were talking about this a little bit before the show. We talked about Pale Pauper Day and the fact that they're going to close, which kind of sucks.
Right.
You know, but Pale Pauper Day, they had 34 breweries and they drew 600 people.
Okay.
And apparently the band they had was like a kids band. It was a kids band that played rock and roll. And the School of Rock was one of the beneficiaries.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So 600 people at Fishman's. Fishman's is... It can't be a whole lot bigger than the space we're in now.
Really? You know? Okay.
Like, it's not a very big space at all. And
and they're really closing. It's not just a stunt.
It's not just a stunt, man. They were kind of sad about it, man. And, you know, apparently, like, they're looking at some spaces, you know, and they want to keep it in the neighborhood. But, you know, that vibe of Fishman's being a slashy, being an old man bar, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, that won't carry over to whatever space they go to. So, if you haven't been to Fishman's in a while, I think you've got until, like, July 18th. Before it's over for good.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
No closing party?
They're going to close out. They've got a party called. They got a handful of parties left. They're going to party like every week. The closing party, I believe, is called like We're Tapped Out or something to that effect, right? Like where they're just.
They're not doing a Burning Man party, though, are they?
they're just going to burn the whole thing down. They're just gonna, everyone gets a gasoline can.
No. No, don't even say that.
No. Yeah, right? Why, we shouldn't do like that.
That's not funny. Here, we have another beer.
No, but they are. Have another beer. Tell me more about burning this place down. But they are having they're having like 5 or 6 parties before they close. Yeah, and the whole point is they've got this cellar that they've been waiting to deplete. So that's what that's about.
All right, makes sense.
So. A little bit more news. Dovetail Brewing, which apparently, you know, it never stops, Brett. You know, we're just...
New breweries all the time.
Our trajectory here in this town is ridiculous, man. So these are two guys who met in... they're from Chicago, but they took a class at the Domins Academy of Munich. And they're going to open a German-style lager place in Ravenswood, which kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah.
You know?
Are they taking over Metro space? Is it Metro's been talking about moving for years.
Yeah, Metro's up in Ravenswood. This place is only 2 miles from where the original Metro is. Now, Metro is moving.
Yeah.
But they're staying in the same general area, so.
Okay, so two lager breweries in one neighborhood. Okay, well, I think Justin said last week Lincoln Square, Ravenswood is like, you've never seen a brewery concentration like this anywhere.
Yeah, and it's holding true to form.
Yeah.
So Dovetail's open. I'm going to go up there tomorrow and check it out. Yeah, hang out up there a couple hours.
Nice.
So.
Well, I think that does it then for this week's episode. Kurt, thanks for joining us. This was awesome.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Again, brewfestpartners.com. That's where everyone can find all the events that are going on. Anywhere else on Twitter?
Yeah, we're on, you know, Brewfest Partner on Twitter. Where, I mean, I'm old, man. It's hard. I got a young person that does all the social media stuff for me.
I'm old. I forgot the S, man.
No, I couldn't fit it on there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got like 14.
You know, you know, it's so many characters.
Yeah.
Those bastards.
Nice. And then Nick, where can people find you this week to say hi at, you know, anywhere you're at?
I'm going to be at Bug. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version. And then our Facebook page, where we share a lot of the events that are happening that we don't talk about here, or tickets go on sale for something and we want to let you know, get on those. So go over there, /Chicago Beer Pass. And we'll be back with a report on many of the events next week. Cheers.
Cheers.